This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
A lot to get to here on The Drive today. As it is a short week, the Texans do play on Saturday, so things are moving up. We'll hear from D'Amico at the bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Nick Caley. We will hear from C.J. Stroud as well. So, a packed show, and it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. And I'll have to fill you guys in at some point about how, as I was driving home last night, my wife hit me up and said, "Just want to warn you, there is a surprise when you get here." I said, "Oh, okay," and I saw the surprise as soon as I pulled up in the driveway. So it is. I'll have to fill you in.
Was it a surprise for you? Somebody's car was in the driveway.
No car in the driveway.
Oh, yeah. They got a new dog?
I felt like some money was spent, but I just didn't know. I thought I was at the wrong house. But I'll fill you in on that. So a lot to get to. I do want to get, before we get to a little tape drop Tuesday, to the injury situation. Let's go to the guys that did not practice today. Trent Brown with that left knee. He is listed as day-to-day. We'll hear from D'Amico. Hopefully he'll comment on that. At the bottom of the hour, Ariante Ursery did not practice today. He's got a broken hand. So we'll hear more, hopefully, from D'Amico with that as well. Derek Stingley Jr. hit the pick six last week and a recent Pro Bowler. He did not practice with that oblique. And then Kamari Lassiter sidelined as well with that foot. But, Clint, back returning to practice is Woody Marks and Azeez Alshire, both. Did not play in the game on Sunday against the Raiders, but both back at practice today. So that is the latest on the injury report. Good to see Woody and Azeez there. We'll continue to look and see what's going on with the tackles there, Clint, because even how important Woody Marks and Azeez Alshire are to their sides of the ball, the most important thing is what's going on with Trent Brown, Ariante Ursery, and everything that means if there needs to be shifts there. So that is the latest there, injury-wise, Clint.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about them tackles, man.
This
is big stuff. This is big. I mean, this is beyond just, hey, man, you're in the playoffs, you're out of the playoffs. I mean, if you're going to have a real chance to make a run, I think one thing that has improved significantly now, I think it has to do with the play caller and the quarterback as much as anything, but one thing that has improved dramatically has been the offensive line play. And those five guys working together, which means Titus Howard is inside. I think that's been the mix. That's where they landed after all of the, what I would refer to, some of it, not all of it, some of it silly as hell, approach to offensive line and finding the right offensive line. They ended up landing there mid-year. And that has been a big why, a big reason why this team has been able to make the run that they've made. And I think I don't want to speak for everybody else, but I'll be honest with you, it's more about things like that on the offensive side of the ball that give me a belief that this team could make a run more so than the great defense that everybody knows Houston has. So this could be a big problem. Even asking a rookie to play with a cast.
With your hands, yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough one. And then I mean, hell, you look at I don't know if you mentioned this, but you look at the other tackles, Scott Lee, man, we had him on.
Oh, big dude. Trent Brown.
Trent Brown. You look at Trent Brown, I know this was a lower leg injury, but if you really look at it, hell, he's been sitting out. Wasn't it a hand that he was sitting out?
He had a broken finger.
Yeah, so he had hand issues as well. So,
but the knee thing is stuff that's given him problems throughout his career.
Yeah,
the
big fella can't move. I mean, we're going to be in a rough spot. So anyway, that's. Luckily, you've got Titus Howard, and you do have an answer at least one of those tackles, so you're not in just a awful situation, but it's definitely going to cause some problems.
Yeah, you got Titus and Blake Fisher. Looks like those would be the answers if they had to lose or had to go with both of them out. I think the big thing about it, though, is, Clint, it's clear. Broken hand, left knee, especially with a guy who is – right, it was the right knee that he was out for and rehabbing and why he was late to the season – but this is a left knee. Still, I would just say, Clint, both of those don't seem like, oh, they'll be back to normal or 100% in 2 weeks. These do feel like injuries that are probably things that those two are going to have to deal with the rest of the way, playing or not, right? Like, yeah. That broken hand, he's going to have to deal with that in 2 weeks when the playoffs come. And the knee, we'll see probably something that Trent's going to have to deal with the rest of the way. But we will absolutely keep you updated and let you know what the full injury report is when it is officially dropped later on today. All right, speaking of dropping, again, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Be listening in the 5 o'clock hour. You can win a pair of tickets for the season finale against the Indianapolis Colts coming up in 2 weeks at NRG. Be listening in the 5 o'clock hour on this Texans Ticket Tuesday. The tape drop, Clint. I know you watched and saw what it looked like in this game that absolutely seemed to be a lot tighter than really most anyone, Vegas, yeah, anybody thought it would be. What did you see from this matchup with the Raiders?
Well, I think a lot of what we thought we saw in real time, you know, with the TV cut, whether you're watching it on TV or watching it at the stadium, CJ was off early. He absolutely missed Nico on the first two drives. You know, one time it was the fourth play of the first drive where, you know, you got a first down, and then you're looking at starting that next series right there with the easy throw in the ocean, just complete. I don't know what the hell he was doing. He missed him by 15 yards, it looked like. And then in the next drive to start the drive off, he missed him. Just misses that CJ doesn't typically make.
He's wide open, CJ.
Yeah, he was, CJ. He was wide open. There's no doubt. That was blatantly obvious. I think the other thing on the offensive side of the football, we got a lot of talk in the post game about how, and I saw it on the text line because somebody left it open, not because I was watching it, but somebody left it open. There was a lot of talk about CJ trying to force the ball to Nico, and I think Larry even mentioned it when he called in, trying to force the ball to Nico. It's better when you spread the ball around. I'm going to tell you, the ball was never forced to Nico in this game.
You didn't see that.
The ball was never forced to Nico in this game. Not consistently. There was one the when they went cover two man and he tried to throw the out route, which Nico almost caught. He just couldn't get a second foot down. That was really the only quote unquote force in the entire game for CJ. If we're really talking about just forcing the football, everything else was there. It was at the end of a progression when he's reading back to him, or it was there immediately and he's first in the read. So if there's a complaint about Nico and CJ, it's that there's not enough of those easy quick out type throws that we saw CJ miss. I think CJ was 1 for 4 when it comes to like just the easy throw in the ocean, soft corner, we're going to throw the quick out, or soft corner, we're going to throw the snag route. I think he was 1 for 4 in those routes to to Nico. So that should be 4 out of 4. Those are the layups and the free throws that we're talking about. So, the Nico thing is interesting. That would make for a very fascinating conversation, Ryan, because I will die on the heel of getting Nico Collins more involved. Other than they're just calling plays, and Nico Collins is either early in the progression or he's late in the progression, depending on what the defense does. And, you know, a lot of times he does get targets, but those targets are the back shoulder. Those targets are over-the-top throws. Those targets are mid-range throws over the middle of the field. There is very little. Now, this game was a little bit better, but there's very little, hey, man, C.J. Stroud on a quick little angle route. Nico Collins, you know, out of the slot on that quick little angle route over the middle with the linebackers coming. There's just not enough of that movement and quick option with Nico Collins being first in the read. There's just not enough of that. Another game where they're really, really, really a stagnant offense, not moving much. So a lot of what we thought we saw on the offensive side of the ball. But I'm going to flip over that defense real quick.
Mm-mm. Right.
We talk a lot about the corners and we talk a lot about these edge defenders. And don't get me wrong. That's
strength of the team.
No question. And that's the identity of the team. But I'm going to tell you, one thing that makes this defense like elite, like there's some of the base stuff of, hey, man, we got really good guys at the corner position. We got really good edges. And when you're really good in those positions, man, schematically, you can do a lot of different things. And it's hard to not be really good, to be honest with you, when you got those pieces, right? But I'm going to tell you, man, a big part of why this defense is as good as they are is I'm going to call them the cleanup crew. There's three cats on this defense that just play at a different speed than everybody else. One of them is a corner. Kamari Lassiter is one of them. Kamari Lassiter, Kalen Bullock, and Jalen Petrie. Those three guys, if you want to talk about, you know, when a team calls a let's call it schematically a good play against whatever D'Amico has called up, those guys' ability to look like they've been shot out of a rocket downhill through traffic and making a tackle, you know, when it's a 2 or 3 yard game or maybe even behind the line of scrimmage, when if they didn't pursue the way they pursued and if they didn't make that tackle, there are blockers out front. There's a lot of free space for them to run.
I distinctly remember one where Kalen Bullock was shot across the field.
It's unbelievable.
And cut the guy off.
It's unbelievable.
Bad MF-er.
I mean, and he does it the entire game. I mean, a lot of times it may be a 7 or 8 yard game, but he's coming out of center field reading it. It ain't his job, right? He sees the ball coming out. He sees the motion. He comes out of center field. He gets downfield, somehow works his way through traffic. There is a 100% total disregard for getting clipped. And I don't mean clip the penalty. I mean clipped because the way they're moving, if somebody just hits him in the shoulder, they're going to get depleted. And they're willing to sacrifice that. But when you look at this defense, yes, Will and Daniil create a lot of havoc, create a lot of chaos behind the line of scrimmage, in and around the quarterback. No question about it. We saw what Derek Stingley Jr. can do with the pick six, right? We've seen Kamari Lassiter be not just a good outside corner, but a great outside corner.
But I would say EJ Speed is kind of in that range, too.
Agreed. If he played more, we would probably see it. I would say Toa Toa and Aziz do it to a certain. But these guys, maybe it's because they're just their build. I mean, the way they get downhill, if you want to talk about the identity of the defense, it starts with the four that you mentioned, no doubt about it. But if you want to talk about the downhill, aggressive, swarm mentality of this defense.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You can't do it without talking about Petrie, Bullock, and Lassiter, period, point blank, right? You don't get that out of Stingley, right? You don't get that out of Miles Bryant, right? You don't get that out of some of the other safeties that we saw, even some of the C.J. Gardner-Johnson and the Wards and the got different veteran players that are really good players, but you don't get that same level of just complete disregard for anything going on around them. It's really the working through traffic like a heat-seeking missile that is just jumps off the film. And it was. I know this wasn't the best defensive performance, but this that they were good, man.
I was interested in getting your thoughts watching it. Why you thought the Raiders had the success they had?
Three plays. I think the first touchdown came after that long. Remember the long crossing route that our DB, which is our scheme, our DB's chasing. He had the other crossing route. By the way, it's like that big scissors route from one side to the other. He had the other one wide open.
This is the 118 caught over.
But the way he threw it was over. It was an extremely low percentage throw over the top. The DB tried to undercut it. The pass rush didn't get there. Our DB tried to run undercut it. He threw it over the top. It's a huge play. Next thing you know, they kind of work their way down there, make a couple more plays along the way, and score. That one, the man-to-man Henry Toa touchdown pass over the top, right, and then the big run, the big run up the middle. I mean, those three plays, and when you play downhill the way that our team plays, and you play as aggressive as our team plays, you're gonna get hit from time to time. I'm surprised they don't get hit more often, right? You and I have talked about it for two or three years now since D'Amico's been here. Like, boy. If a quarterback ever does get time, there's guys running all over the damn field, wide open yep. in the deep range, and they hit a couple of them that swung the game pretty significantly, which only mattered because your offense couldn't get rolling, right? It only mattered because your offense allowed this to be a close game. So, you know, I think it really, to me, it boils down to three plays. I mean, three plays where they got us on big chunk plays. The explosives shouldn't surprise anybody. This is D'Amico's defense. It's the MO. If they get in trouble, remember a couple years ago when Anthony Richardson stuck in there and somehow made a game out of it, throwing a ball 80 yards in the air?
Yeah.
And Alec Pierce or whatever going up make it like that. If things get interesting, if this defense gets beat, it gets beaten in an explosive manner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.